Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, hello and welcome to your hump day, Wednesday edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 4th of May, so may the 4th be with you. Hell, all the Star Wars fans will get that out there. 2016, all the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. I always say we've got so many choices now beyond, it's unbelievable how many streaming music services we've got. And the UK, you've got one more to choose from starting today. SoundCloud officially goes on sale in the UK for £9.99 a month. Yep, just like all the other ones. They're saying, though, this will give you access and free ad streaming for its library of 125 million tracks. Which actually has to be said, that's quite a bit more than the other ones out there, but you can't say these are all major hits and these kind of things, huh? But what is nice about SoundCloud, it has to be said, that separates it completely from the rest is about 12 million creators, as they're calling it, are listed every month on the platform. Yeah, these are the ones you don't really hear about that are not on the major labels. Now, how's SoundCloud doing out there since it officially said it was going to a pay subscription streaming service not too long ago? Well, they're not really revealing the numbers of how many subscribers just yet in the U.S. And they're also not revealing the company's revenue numbers just yet either. But the company said it's very happy with the progress so far. Usually that indicates that, yeah, we need a lot more people. All right, so when we talk about self-driving cars, I know immediately what you think about. Minivans, right? No? Oh, Google's hoping that you'll be thinking that way. Because Fiat Chrysler Automobiles and Google have signed a deal together to say, yep, we're going to be making some self-driving minivans. This is all according to Bloomberg, by the way. So how long are we going to have to wait for our minivans? Sometime this year. Yeah, I kid you not. That's when the first phase of the broader autonomous car deal between the two companies is supposed to take place. So what will be the mini van of choice? Well, it seems to be the 2017 Pacifica. That's going to have a maximum seating of 8 people and enough cup holders for all of them. Kind of cool and kind of scary at the same time. Are we sure the world's ready for an unmanned minivan? Twitter's got a new little button for you starting today. It's called the Connect button. That's aimed at helping you figure out which accounts you should follow. Wish they'd have a button there that would tell us, this is the ones you shouldn't follow. What it's going to do is pull together recommendations based on where you're located and, of course, who you already follow. And then they're going to put that all inside the pot, stir it up, and then voila! Probably something you didn't want in the first place. The new tab, which is on iOS and Android apps right now, is very similar to the previous Find People tab that lived right in the same space that isn't there anymore. Yeah, that's been replaced now with Connect. Also happening in Twitter land, which you probably weren't aware of because, let's face it, not many of us go to the web version of Twitter anymore. They've launched a redesign of their mobile website today, just in case you were also interested. Probably won't be going there now. We'll just stick to the apps. Speaking of apps, were you an Amazon Prime member and thought, dang it, sometimes I am sitting at my desktop and I just want to go get some Prime crap. Well, finally, Amazon Prime is available in your web browser. Yep, before now, if you didn't realize, Prime Now didn't have any store for the web, as in on your browser. It all had to be done through a little app. That was the only place before you could browse your catalog and get all the stuff that you probably didn't need in the first place delivered to you right away. But now you can simply visit the Prime Now webpage, enter your zip code to get started, and voila! By tomorrow, you got stuff that said, did I order that? I must have been drunk. And finally, seems that Microsoft is getting turned off by you touching your phone so much. So much, in fact, they want to make you stop touching your phone so much, you naughty individual. So the folks over at Microsoft Research are working on a new way for you to interact with your smartphone that involves less touching. Yeah, why? Touching is fun. Now, I know you're thinking in your head, well, there's already been kind of these quirky little concepts. Samsung had AirView, then Sony had its floating touch. But no, don't think that way. Microsoft wants to go much richer into the interaction of these efforts that was done by these other companies. Like scrolling through a web page. Yeah, just you don't even have to touch it. Just wave your hand in front of your phone. Now, let's face it, this technology's got a long, long way to go to give you a more immersive experience, for sure. And I'm sure we're going to find out even more about it when Microsoft Research presents this little paper called Pre-Touch Sensing for Mobile Interaction at the Association for Computing Machinery's Conference on Human Factors in Computing Systems this month in San Jose. Man, I almost ran out of breath saying that. if you got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. The British Tech Network website, check it out, BritishTechNetwork.com. Get the BTN shows over there and get your dang bash tickets over there, too. You can easily do that, BritishTechNetwork.com/bash tickets. Get the curry night for the 22nd of July and, of course, the bash on the 23rd of July. Follow British Tech, of course, on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And get hanging out in our BTN community over at our Slack room, BritishTech.slack.com. As for the news show, well, yeah, we might be a little late tomorrow. Yeah, we're kind of back to our old Thursday habits, but we will be around. I'm hoping. Fingers crossed. I don't want to be stuck in traffic. We'll get you caught up in the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your hump day. Stop touching your phone so much. And thank you very much for listening.